This is TWiT.
I'm trying to figure out where this should. This just rotates, doesn't
it? That is awesome. Did someone knit that for you?
Yeah. Really somebody great. Whose name shall remain unknown for the all eternity.
That is the best.
Because she didn't put. Wait a minute. Here it is.
Seen.
An original. Oh, this is from the from Kat of Let's Knit Together.
Oh.
So she does a podcast called Let's Knit Together. Oh. Let'sKnitTogether.com. She made me a Jane hat from Serenity from you know that
Firefly. Mm-hmm.
And then she made me this R2-D2 cap.
Mm-hmm. That is great.
And I think, yes, that's right, R2. And I think if I am your father, and I think if you go to Let's Knit Together, you can, the pattern's there and you can make it yourself.
That's great. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you, Kat.
All right, so should I do my app cap first?
Please.
Okay.
You always ask me that.
I know.
Ladies first
okay,
in this
ladies
show.
Ladies first, got it. Okay, so you know Kickstarter, obviously.
Stormtroopers first.
The, yes. I don't. Mine is not Star Wars related. I already used up all my Star Wars. Kickstarter
me too.
Is.
I'm done.
You know, an excellent place if you've got a project, if you've got anything, a device, anything, a restaurant, food, whatever, and you're working on it and you want to, you know, crowdsource the funding for it, it's a great place. There are others also. But that's how I got my Pebble Time Watch. They were a Kickstarter campaign.
Yep, they were
campaign.
A Kickstarter, me too.
Speaking of Legos, I just contributed to a light-up Lego brick campaign. I'm very excited.
Nice.
So they've had an app for a while, but they just updated it and they added Apple Pay so that there's no... I can just
Apple Pay
everything.
On Kickstarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's bad for me.
It is. I know. It isn't good, but it is good because you're supporting. You know, those small
yeah,
people.
Yeah, there's a few things I bought on Kickstarter I never got.
Really,
it's important to know that it's not a store. That there's no guarantee that product will actually ship.
But you paid for it.
Yeah.
What?
That's
the
you
hey?
Didn't know that.
Pollyanna of Kickstarter.
You're putting money in to support their development. But there's no guarantee that you will ever get a product or that you will get your money back. You're donating to the cause. You didn't know that? See, this is what bugs me about Kickstarter. I think you're not alone. I think a lot of people think Kickstarter is a store for something that will be made if they raise enough money, and that's not so.
But then they take your money even if it's not going to... Even if you sign up for a... You know, you can sign up just to support it, and you're not saying that you're going to... You're talking about, I paid for these light-up bricks that you're going to say...
They may keep your money and not send you a brick. I've certainly had that happen to me.
Good thing it was your money I spent.
Now, good Kickstarter campaign will send its money back, and frequently they do send money back if they don't deliver. But a lot of times they spend that money in development, and they don't get to the point where they can actually ship a product. Mm-hmm. The money's gone. And you still don't get a product. And that's, read the, at the bottom, it says the risks.
I don't read that stuff. What? Jeffrey Needles did a Kickstarter campaign that sent him marshmallows. And he gave one to me, and it was delicious. It was the most delicious Kickstarter campaign I ever
had. We should be clear, it wasn't his campaign. He gave money to
a
company that wanted to sell him $25 for, like, 3 marshmallows.
It was a delicious marshmallow.
It better be the best marshmallow ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should be the naive reporter then. Should we talk about this anyway?
And now, hear from naive. What did you
Here
buy?
Here are the things. Well, the Pebble Time. I assume I'm going to get the Pebble Time.
You will. Pebble's for real.
And the Build Upon Light Brick. So if you look at my screen, you can see what I have, all my updates. So you know that you had to go through Kickstarter to pick your band for...
Oh, you bought an Albert Einstein font?
No, this is to scroll through and see what's
see.
The
These
newest.
Are other things.
So this is
the Kickstarter app.
Yeah, it's the app.
Oh, I get
Remember
it.
Remember AppCap? So I look through.
Oh, this is new. I like
so,
this.
So, yeah, you can click and see. Ooh, look at that.
That's
so you think they're going to make that?
You don't know.
You got to take a risk.
Most
it's
of the
a
time.
Kickstarter staff pick.
Most of the time, you will. But understand that sometimes what happens is these are people who have never made something sometimes. And so they can have very high hopes, but really not have the capability of delivering it. Mm-hmm. That's why you're safe on the Pebble, because they've made Pebbles.
Right.
In a way, really, when you're buying the Pebble Time, you're buying, it is a store.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much risk there. But if you're buying something from a company that's never made anything before, you're taking a little bit of a risk. You should be aware
of it. So you have paid money for items that you never got. We should do that on the screensavers to get your money back. Consumer.
The one that comes to mind was one of the first Kickstarters I ever supported, so I know I'm never getting anything because it's like 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm.
It was called Dice Age. It was a new dice game.
Oh.
And they were making these cute little dice, and I never got anything.
Well, let's think positively.
I'm still waiting for a few things I've ordered on Kickstarter.
And there were some negative reviews of the app. People said that their emoji translation project. How could that be fake?
People need to be aware. Kickstarter is very clear about this. It's not a store. Right. You're giving money to support a project. There's no guarantee you will get anything back.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were some complaints in the reviews. People said that it didn't take when they used Apple Pay, but it worked for me. I got an email confirming.
Although, again, very risky for me because I'm a Kickstarter sucker.
Yeah. Are you going to do the emoji translation project?
No, that's not what I'm going to fall for. I wouldn't mind an Einstein font, though. Mm. That's kind of cool. It's like, why do they need to raise money for that? How expensive could it be to make an Einstein font? Unless the Einstein estate sues them.
True.
So you're going to get, how much is the Einstein?
$15. That's not bad. You get
postcards.
You get postcards for $25. You get the typeface.
That's what I want. How much? Yes. That's $25.
$25.